This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum. This guy's a bum!
Ah! Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. On FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, what do you got today for your game balls and game bums?
Game ball is definitely going to go to Shador with all the crap that he's been through. Keep in mind, it was against the Raiders. Nonetheless, he made some good throws. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care what the offense was. Look better than Dillon Gabriel has in any one start of his career. That's just facts.
Is anybody able to
say why I thought he wasn't playing or whatever, but he got out there and played, and the facts are the facts.
Is anybody going to stop Myles Garrett?
I wanted to give it to Myles Garrett, who broke
his own record?
Browns franchise record. And by the way, has 17 sacks after 11 games. Chew on that for a minute.
I thought it was 18.
It was 18, actually.
Oh, 18. He got another one. 18 sacks. And that team is just ruining a perfectly good defense.
We might have two records. We might have two records broken this season in the NFL.
What?
JSN in Seattle. He already has He already has a Seahawks record.
He got, what, 1,300 after 11 games?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah. So he's going after that 2,000 receiving yard mark, and Myles Garrett, you might as well lock him in for that.
He could sleepwalk.
He's going to get 25 sacks.
For 5 more sacks, that's all he needs for the record?
Yeah, he's going to get 25 sacks this year.
Sheesh.
And it's amazing. Well, the thing is that they can't always double him because Mason Graham is balling out too. And they got other guys along the defensive line. So it's hard to double Myles Garrett. My game bum, I've already alluded to this. CeeDee Lamb.
Bum. They won a big game. That was a big win by the Cowboys. You're giving him the game
bum. You dropped the ball, bro.
Come on, man. Every time I watch the Dallas Cowboys, he tapping on his chest once or twice a game. Come on. Maybe it happened earlier in the year. He dropped a wide open pass.
I just saw Cam Ward's got to face Myles Garrett in 2 weeks. Yeesh.
Cam Ward, look, kudos to him, man. He getting his butt whooped, and he's still hanging in there.
They did hang in there. They showed a little moxie yesterday. It was good to see. Yeah. Restrepo was active yesterday. Restrepo had a couple catches. Happy for him.
Yeah. Always about the – intangibles playing intangible positions, playing non-intangible positions. But,
I mean, Myles Garrett versus that offensive line.
Dude, it what he is doing, the thing that separates him from LT, LT was technically a linebacker that changed the way teams play and protect that position. Because he was a linebacker, but they put him at rushing. They hadn't done that, right? And Myles Garrett is just straight D lineman. So he's closer to Bruce Smith. He's closer to Reggie White, Michael Strahan, right? He's along those lines as far as playing the position. LT was – he changed the way football was protected. The way the NFL started protections, he changed all that. If LT had been like Michael Strahan or Reggie White, we would have already been blocking him with big guys. But for LT, first 2 years of his career, they were sending running backs out there to block him because he was a linebacker.
Well, he's a monster, and he can't be stopped right now.
Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped. You think somebody, how about this? If you're a team that need help on the rushing, you say 3 first-rounders for Myles Garrett?
I mean, I think he wanted that last year, and nobody, and they were like, no, we're not letting you go. Sign this money.
No. He wanted to go.
He requested
even,
a trade.
They didn't even look.
So I guess the answer is no.
Do you want? That's what they ask him. How much do you want?
He said, how much to make your feelings go away?
$41 million? Done.
Now, the thing that changes, the thing that separates Miles from Reggie and from Strahan, when you see them, they don't look, you know, they big and they strong, but they ain't got, like, they ain't ripped and jacked. Myles Garrett is, dude.
No, he's a monster. Oh, he's the most intimidating thing.
He's a monster.
He's a monster, dude. It's very scary.
I stood next to him, and I think my shoulder, he could have just leaned on me.
Crazy, dude. So, yep, that is your game balls and game bums. He's a giant.
He's a giant.
Dolphins will be back in action this week. The Patriots keep rolling. They got 10 wins. They've won 9 in a row.
It's pretty much over for the Bills, right? For the division.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Same thing for Kansas City. Are we saying Kansas City and Buffalo going to be wild cards? They ain't going to be division winners. I mean Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, I looked at the schedules. Both Kansas City, Denver has it okay schedule, and New England has the easiest schedule because they have a last place schedule.
Yeah, Bills right. Got they got Steelers.
They got the Eagles.
They got Bengals, Patriots, Browns, Eagles, Jets.
That who, Browns game's gonna be tough.
Handsome Daffy say, who's more intimidating, him or Aaron Donald? I would say him. Because where Aaron Donald was, he defeated a lot of double and triple teams, but you could always put 2 or 3 guys on him.
I don't know if he was talking
about Myles Garrett get caught in more single one-on-one pass pro than I've ever seen because of the other guys on the line.
I don't think he was talking about, like, scheme-wise. I think he was
just in a fight.
Just, like, look-wise, who's more intimidating?
Aaron Donald is 6'1".
Aaron Donald looks like he can play now.
Huh?
Aaron Donald looks like he could still play now and dominate. Yeah.
I think he could still play if he wanted to.
He didn't retire because he was washed.
No, he wasn't washed. He just retired.
Did everything.
I did everything.
What, 3 times he won player of the year?
Yeah. Yep. Super Bowl champion.
What else is left to prove?
I would say that if you look at Aaron Donald was built for the position that he played. When you look at Myles Garrett, you think of a guy that size with that get-off speed and that agility. It is something different.
I mean, they're both great. They play two different positions. It's kind of hard to
right
to but I they're both freaking Avengers. It's like
yeah,
it's like, you know that If you had 15 Aaron Donalds and 50 Myles Garrett, I think you could go against a gorilla.
So scary.
I think you could. I think they could come back against a gorilla.
That's our starting. That's the starting point.
That's it.
Crazy, dude. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. So, yeah, man. They're rolling right now. The Chiefs, they got a big one yesterday against the Colts.
That was a good game.
It was a great week of football.
That was a good game, and what made it amazing is that, I mean, what Indianapolis did, they lost. But what they did when that ball got to the one was something special. They stopped them. Oof. Holy smokes.
But they still lost, and Daniel Jones will.
They still lost,
and Daniel Jones will become Daniel Jones. And another thing, they're a good dome team. They're not a good road team.
Yeah,
Jonathan Taylor's yards decreased by 62 yards when he plays outside of the dome.
Yeah, but here's the other thing: they're gonna win their division, so they're gonna have a one.
No, not so fast, my friend. Jacksonville is one game behind them. They got two games against Jacksonville.
You don't trust the Jaguars.
Well, let me tell you.
They almost blew it yesterday, dude.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, wait,
you're right.
Tobin,
That's a great point. But hey, I don't trust anybody in the AFC South.
Let's let Tobin get his disclaimer out before you take that next step.
No,
go ahead, Tobin.
Dude, you can't trust. They almost blew it yesterday to the Cardinals. He's a time bomb, dude. And they fail spectacularly. Like, I no way. Not that I get it. Don't trust Daniel Jones. I get it. But
you don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
No. And why should you?
Okay. Which is why I said Indy, who's only one game up on Jacksonville, and only two games up on Houston, who has the best defense in the league. That's not
now
a given.
That
okay?
Hey,
then
you would have had a better argument. A better argument going with them,
but you do
who have something they can hang their hat on.
But you do understand that as much as we crap on Jacksonville, they got wins over Kansas City, they got wins over the Chargers, and that means they pretty much have the tiebreakers over those guys in the playoffs. And they're only one game behind Indianapolis. So
don't
what
worry.
You said was
it's coming. Who they got this week? They got
the division. They're playing each other.
They got the Falcons. Oh, they're playing each other?
Indy's playing Houston.
What's the spread? Oh, Indy's playing Houston. Who's Jacksonville playing?
Jacksonville,
oh, they got the Titans this week.
Oh,
they'll
win
that one.
Okay. So then what happens now if Houston beats Indy and Jacksonville beats Tennessee? Guess who's tied for the division lead?
Then they got a big matchup.
All right, then. And they got two games against each other in the division.
So in other words,
it's not over.
We can't early call it.
They do have a closing game against the Titans.
Can't call it. AFC South is still up for grab.
That Houston defense is frightening.
I could see them blowing it to the Jets. I honestly could.
Who?
The Jaguars.
Oh, I mean, anything can happen.
I could see, like, that's how they are.
By the way.
Also, I think the coach hates Trevor Lawrence.
I was about to go about coaching. Yesterday, I seen some things, guys. This kind of bothered Leroy. But if y'all don't take that damn field goal and take the 3 points,
it's so annoying.
I'm smacking it.
I'm so, like, everybody, I love this league when they get to a point where everybody's trying to outthink themselves because they just think to themselves, well, field goals are automatic. It's like, dude, I see more fumbles these days where guys are getting the ball punched out, something happening. This idea that you're just automatically just saying, like, why go for three? They're going to tie. I don't know, dude, because football can happen. And you're sitting here being like, let's go for the touchdown. Who needs leads? What is this? What are we doing?
Who did it yesterday?
Everybody's doing it. They're all doing it. They're all just like Leroy. Every single one of them's like, 3-point lead. It's not even like a lead. We're basically tied. No, you're not. Every game is decided by a field goal by the end of this thing.
This is why I know teams are dumb. The New York Giants, for example. Your quarterback's Jameis Winston. He is the most exciting and frustrating experience in football.
It's like the greatest feeling in the world.
It's a roller coaster.
The worst heartbreak in the world.
It's a roller coaster.
In the same day.
But if you have a lead and you do know that your quarterback is Jameis Winston and you have a chance to add points, add him. Okay? I have a better feeling being up by 6 and having a team led by Jared Goff go down the field than for me to, on a 4th-and-1 or a 4th-and, not even a 4th-and-1, it's like 4th-and-4, I'm putting the ball in Jameis's hand. That's one, right? Cool. The Dallas Cowboys, you won that game against the Eagles. You should have damn lost. You should have just taken the points. You were tied, should have taken the points. But no, they decide they want to go for a touchdown. And it nearly bit him in the rear.
Every one of these coaches now is so chic on, the dynamic kickoff, and these kickers can kick it a gazillion yards. Nobody accounts for squeaky cheeks anymore. Nobody accounts I never understand, because they're basically like, well, if we miss, then they got to go 99 yards. It's like, well, no, they don't. Now they only have to go get a field goal, which we've seen in the history of time always. You know what would be awesome? Having the lead right now. And they're just like, it's not really having a lead because they're going to tie. It's like, well, you don't know that.
And I've said this before. Football has changed from the standpoint of there's three times when you kick a field goal. The first score to take the lead to end the game. Those three things used to be fundamental in when you kick versus go for it. It's changed from the standpoint of when you get inside of the two. You go for it. I think Dallas went for it instead of trying to kick a 61-yard field goal and got it. It was like fourth and five.
Yesterday's game? No, they were in the goal line. It was 21-21.
No, I know they were at the goal line, but I'm saying before that, they did it once before. Or was it? No, you know who it was? It was Kansas City.
Right.
Because they had Bucker, and they say Bucker could make it from 61.
And not this
but
season.
But it's not, right.
Not this season. He's showing, he's showing a sign of slippage. But Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas.
Yeah.
It was all these games where, and there was a couple more, I can't remember right at the top of my head, a couple of games where just take the field goal.
Who's writing these
analytics?
Take
the points.
And who's right? Said, because they're all using the same analytics.
It's analytical versus fundamental.
There's some football version of Peter Bendix that's in the Dolphins office. That's just like.
I've never understood turning down getting the lead.
Never seen it more. It's happening all the time now.
All the time.
And I know, like, Evan 11 says, well, you got to get like 20 yards to get a field. I get it. But like.
Jacksonville, Arizona. That was the other one.
To tie. Like, not to lose, to tie. So, take the lead. I don't understand. You're trying to put this dagger in them, like you're trying to win a knife fight with a gun. Just take the lead, dude.
You're right. Jacksonville, Arizona was another one. Now, Jacksonville had the chance to win the game.
I will also say this: as an offense, the arrogance in which you go in there and operate from a 1 or 2 yard line. If you can't get that, you don't deserve to win. So I get why they do it, right? I mean, who went for it and they said before today, I think one of the stats was before today they have been perfect for the last year and a half on goal-to-goal situations.
I don't know what team you're talking about.
Let me think about it.
Might have been Jacksonville, Arizona, because I know they had the lead.
No, it wasn't that. Oh, okay. It wasn't that. It wasn't Jacksonville. It was a game I was watching. And so when you hear that and then you see a team going for it on 4th and 2, you're thinking, they've never failed at this. And so I'm always wondering, does that give you a different mindset when you've been successful every time?
Yeah, well, they tried that nonsense in the Dolphins game, and it was a dumb decision then too.
Right.
Just take the lead.
No, I got you.
Just take the lead. You know, there should be somebody who's on the sideline.
Do you believe it is different? Like, I get in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes or 6 minutes left. Okay, we're in agreement. I would always take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But what about earlier in the game? To make a
early in the game, fine. I'm not as against it, but when you're talking like 2 minutes left, take the damn lead. Like, what are we doing?
I got you.
Just take the lead. The lead, because you're basically like the worst thing that's gonna happen. See, the worst thing that's gonna happen with that is you take the lead. You're fearful that they're gonna tie it again, and you're gonna be back in the same situation.
How about playing defense?
Yeah. But it's like the Dolphins.
So here's the other thing. If I take those same situations that you're talking about and I make it Houston, you think Houston has a better, you know, feel for it, taking the lead and letting our defense go out and cook versus other teams?
Maybe they do, but just take the lead. Like, I don't understand what the difference is. Is like, you don't trust your defense at the 35. You only trust them at the 2. Most people will trust their defenses at the 2.
I mean,
like, that's not really trusting your defense.
If they drive 98 yards or score, get the 55 yards, need to kick a field goal, then you were wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but most teams will trust their defense backed up that far. Like, you should really trust your defense in the 35. Can you defend 30 yards? You know, like, that should be trusting your defense. And I just don't know. This has become such a chic thing in the NFL. You know, it'll balance out. It's just like the fourth down thing.
Even going for it and fourth on your own 40.
Yeah, it'll balance out. But I just do think there are sometimes you got to feel out a game and just be like, is it bad having the lead here? No, it's not bad having the lead. Like, you want to stick a dagger in them, and you don't need to. Like, just flick them over for a second.
There's certain situations that when you look at the team's record, let's not act like you always here, right? Like, no, let's not act like, oh, we're going to get more opportunities.
That would
indicate how many opportunities you have and then failed that.
Well, that's the thing that drove me nuts about the Dolphins-Commanders game is, like, you had 2 3-win teams here, and both of their coaches are just like, yeah, I trust my team, baby. I'm like, what? Why? Look at what your season has been. Why do you trust them?
Right.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.